Welcome to Tequila. This is a very special Sober Thoughts edition where we focus on one topic while not taking a shot of tequila every 10 minutes. I'm your host, Daniel Regera. With me, as always, is...
Eric.
Yes, and Burke's not here today. We wanted to focus today on the announcement of the Nintendo Switch, which was announced, the details were given to us Thursday night. This is a Sunday we're recording. And we just wanted to talk about that. So Eric, you have the deets.
I got the deets for you. This is a topic near and dear to both our hearts. If you have listened to our one other Sober Thoughts where you talked about Pokemon and I politely listened for 15 minutes.
There you go.
This one will be different though. You know, I think we both have a lot to say about this Nintendo Switch. And we're ready to get this sober conversation started. So, let me set the scene for you, Dan. I decided to stay up late for this Nintendo launch event.
Damn.
Which was at 11 p.m. Eastern time, living here in New York. And they did this in Tokyo.
Yeah.
So I tuned into their site, like 5-10 minutes before the start time of 11 o'clock, and it's like a totally dark room, like a high school theater almost, you know.
Oh.
It kind of like looked like, but yet at the same time, like at the front of the stage, it's like a DJ like set up with like crystals and stuff, like playing like really edgy like techno music to like a very quiet, polite crowd of Japanese people in suits. It was interesting. So it was like, you know. It was off to an interesting start. But yeah. So...
That's really weird.
So they come right out and they say, you know, like, what we want to know first. March 3rd, $300.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's March a Friday, 3rd, right? March 3rd?
March 3rd. Good question. Is that a Friday? Yes. Yes, that is a Friday.
Yeah.
Good day to launch. you know, get the kids after school. I don't know. Or get them before school.
Get me after work.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But, March 3rd is, like, very soon.
Mm-hmm.
I think
less than 2 months.
Yeah. I think when you and me, like, heard March, we figured, like, end of March, you know? But, like...
Yeah, hell yeah.
I was not expecting... I don't know. It just, like, seemed so quick. I was like, whoa! Like, you know, like I said to myself in my room alone... By myself, like, I was like, whoa, March 3rd, like, okay. And, you know, the price is fine. I think when we last talked about it, you and me, we were like, it could, like, go from 250 to 300. Like, it, you know, like, we did not see it going above 300 because, like, anything above that would be a mistake. Mm-hmm.
And they came out with 300, and so price is 300, but what is it? So, I guess, run down the specs.
Yeah. Good question. I mean, because like we don't, we know some specs, but we don't yet know like the actual guts of the Switch console.
Right.
Only like what we've speculated in the past, like what we talked about, that is like built off roughly the same infrastructure as the NVIDIA Shield tablet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So meaning, you know, it's underpowered, definitely, but can hold its own in certain circumstances.
Absolutely.
And that the screen itself on the Switch console, you know, the detachable console, which you can walk around with or link up to your TV and broadcast to your TV if people aren't sure what the Switch is, why you listen to the Switch podcast, but whatever. But we welcome everybody. that it's a 720p quality, HD quality on the screen, on the detachable console, which I think most journalists expected and predicted.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what you were a bit bummed out by was that when you hook it up to the dock and put it on the big screen on the TV, it only goes up to 900p when standard is 1080p. So
I thought it was 1080. Is it 900?
Well, I saw you told me that. So
no, I thought so. The rumor apparently is that the Zelda game will specifically be 900p, which is
I see. Okay,
weird.
Well, great. We already don't know what the fuck we're talking about. We're early in the podcast.
So apparently that's the rumor, is that the Breath of the Wild game will be 900p, which is like oddly, that's just a random, not 720 or 1080p number. Like,
mm-hmm. Well, really that does seem arbitrary, but let me tell you why I'm okay with it. It looked absolutely gorgeous. Like, it it just, like, we could talk more about it later, but, like, they had, like, a cinematic launch trailer for it as part of this live show. It came, like, all the way at the end, so, like, you know, they were saving, like, a good bullet in the gun or whatever. But it was, like, it was just gorgeous. Like, it looked like an actually, like, fully fleshed out story. Like, it gave me, like, big time, like, Hayao Miyazaki vibes, you know, like, Spirited Away. Yeah, absolutely. Like, Castle in the Sky, Princess Mononoke, famous.
Or even, like, Skyrim in a certain degree.
Well, definitely Skyrim, yeah, just, like, in how it's set up. But, yeah, so, like, I could see it being, like, in a lower video quality, but, like, it's got, like, such, like, a amazing, like, art style to it, and such, like, so the animators, and I guess Nintendo's famous for this, like, you know, like, made it with such confidence.
Oh, absolutely.
That, I don't think we'll notice that particular case, the video
drop. So then, specs-wise, you know, they have the black one that they showed in the trailer that they dropped last year, but then they also have this weird one that's blue and red on either side.
Yeah. So the thing about the Switch, too, is that, like, it's got, like, these two, I don't even know how to describe it. They, like, click on and off of your main detachable console. I'm realizing the Switch is a hard console to explain just through audio. like you got to, like, see it to, like, understand, like, how
it works. We're gesticulating with our hands. Like.
Yeah. No, I'm not even doing that. I'm just realizing I'm sounding, like, stupider and stupider as I'm trying to, like, explain.
So they're, like, two little nubbins that go on either side of this screen, right?
Like,
this tablet.
I like nubbins. I like that word. It's a very intuitive kind of thing. But yeah, so, like, they call these, like, two controllers that, like, can detach or attach to the system Joy-Con. Not Joy-Cons. Joy-Con. Because I guess you need two. They count it as a singular object. Nintendo's being really annoying about this.
That's kind of like how when Apple said, they don't say the iPhone, they say, we made iPhone the lightest, blah, blah, blah. Like, they don't use articles.
No, listen, like, before Apple was being weird, Nintendo had weird.
Oh, yeah.
Was all over it. They called, you know, like, handing the second controller to somebody in the room, sharing the joy. Listen, this, I don't think I've, like, quite sold enough, like, how very exciting but also very strange this whole stream was. Like, every time, like, they made great pains to, like, say the name of the console, like, next, we're gonna switch on over to this person talking about this. And, like, you know, it's coming through, like, very horribly awkward English translation, you know, like, of these Japanese people, you know, Nintendo executives. So, you know, like, yeah, you know, it's the Nintendo Switch. It's got a strange control scheme, but I think I'm liking the hardware more and more as I'm becoming familiar with it, and the software less and less, which we can talk about more later. But
yeah, one thing I saw in the announcement that you might know more than me. Apparently, they're gonna have, like, a subscription service to NES games.
Yeah. So they were wonderfully vague about this.
I know.
They just called it. This is, like, pretty much what they said is, like, we have an online service. You can play your friends online. On the service. The end. Let's switch on over to, like, that's pretty much what they said. Like, so they didn't mention friend codes or Mii Pass, right? That's what it's called. No, so Street Pass.
There was something about, like, you being able to do it on your phone.
Yeah. Okay.
Which sounds retarded.
I still also haven't even answered your first question. Now that I think about it, yeah. So they're gonna have a smartphone application, but also, like, what their online service is supposed to be is it's gonna be like a PlayStation Network kind of thing where you get, like, a free game every month and you get to play that game for the month and then it goes off your system. So that's how they're gonna bring in, like, you know, old systems, like a Nintendo Classic style. You know, like, you're just gonna have, like, this stuff on your Nintendo Switch that will expire at the end of the month. And they're having people, everybody free on this online service until next fall, where they're going to start charging for it. Prices to be announced.
I see. So it's kind of like a teaser to get your dick wet for a NES Classic.
That's exactly right, Dan. It may as well go on the company masthead. Tease you to get your dick wet, Nintendo. Since they're pretty old, like 1910, Nintendo.
Okay, so then what else? Are we missing anything that was mentioned?
You know, yeah, like they talked about a capture button on the Nintendo Switch. So like this is something that the
for
other
screenshots.
Exactly, for screenshots, but you know, the newer current generation consoles have this capture button that takes video, so they would implement video later. Okay, let's see how fast that happens.
I'm not sure I care about that.
Yeah, yeah, but you know, like maybe something fun could come out of it. I don't know. They yeah, hardware wise, they
it looks okay, so like it looks, you know, knowing Nintendo, their games don't require much powered up to push them, right? So I think processing, they didn't really drop, from what I remember, they didn't drop the number on the RAM, correct? It was just that it was Integra?
No. And like I said before, we don't know, like, the guts of the thing yet, like, until mm-hmm. someone, like, literally breaks it apart, and, you know, and steals yeah. it, which I feel like should be soon, because,
iFixit will probably do it. iFixit likes tearing apart all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
So all we know is Integra processor and 720p touchscreen.
Yep, that's all we know.
I'm curious to know if it's a touchscreen like on a smartphone, like on an iPhone or something, or if it is a touchscreen like on the Wii U pad or a 3DS. Because if it's like the latter, meh. But if it's like a smartphone, which I assume they said capacitive touch, which I believe is what is on a smartphone, then it'll be really smooth.
Hmm. Oh, you saying capacity reminded me that this thing only ships with 32 gigabytes. Oh,
true, but it has a SD expansion slot, a mini yeah. SD.
Yeah, that's good. That's definitely good.
Yeah, kind of like a Surface Pro does on the back, or you know, whatever. A lot of products.
And you just know that's going to fill up pretty quickly, though. Like,
32. Yeah, I mean, like that's what like bottom of the line phones ship with now. And when they ship with 32, you're like,
I'm at 32 right now on my phone, and like I am always deleting pictures.
Yeah,
to like do anything. So it's just what happens. And battery life.
This was all over the place what they mentioned.
Yep. You know, they were actually pretty upfront and honest about it, because like what I'm about to say does not sound good, so I can't believe they told the truth. Told the truth on this, but they said 6 hours battery life, but probably closer to 3 for playing, like, you know, certain, like, more intensive games. Like, for example, right. Legend of Zelda. They said 3 hours on one charge for Legend of Zelda, which is,
That's like nothing. But, I mean, you know,
your 3DS stack up right now, just out of curiosity?
Oh, dude, 3DS lasts forever. I mean, it is a 100% pure mobile gaming device, though. So it's not meant to be this hybrid thing, right? Where, like, when you're at home, it's charging, but when you're out, it's not, kind of thing. Because when I'm at home playing my 3DS, I'm not charging it. I only charge it when it's, you know, dying.
Yeah.
So it's, but the 3DS, to answer your question, God, like straight. I leave it on in sleep mode all the time, and the thing lasts forever. If I had to give you a rough guesstimate of what I have, the new Nintendo 3DS, right? They're brilliant model naming.
It's probably probably this podcast's most consistent joke. You making fun of the new Nintendo 3DS?
Like, God damn.
Just poor Nintendo naming conventions are just like a bottomless well.
Wii U, new Nintendo 3DS.
The Joy-Con. That's going to join our new lexicon. The Joy-Con.
I hate it.
Share the joy with someone else. Here.
I love their products and I hate their names. But okay, so the new Nintendo 3DS I have, if I had to guesstimate, it would be, I want to say like upwards of like double digit number of hours that it has to go without charging. And that's with the 3D off.
Yeah. So I think what the deal with this is going to be is, like, they announced that it was going to be a USB Type-C charger.
Yes. Yes. Which is probably going to be a fast charging, right?
Exactly. So, you know, I think it's going to be just like my fucking phone. It's going to, like, drain fast but charge quick.
Yep.
So
I'm cool with that. And, you know, for this device, I mean, like, when I'm playing outside the home, I don't see it for, like, being more than, you know, 3 to 6 hours at a time. So the one other thing we haven't mentioned is that so apparently you can do multiplayer over Wi-Fi, which is interesting.
Yeah, local over local Wi-Fi. Mm-hmm.
So does that mean that like so remember in the trailer they showed like dudes playing basketball and then they decided to play like NBA hoops or whatever? Was that just like assuming they were on a local Wi-Fi network, or is that?
I think they're using the local park Wi-Fi, which is, you know, Of course, notoriously fast and efficient.
Or existent. Like.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, or maybe somebody like set up a router nearby. Who knows?
Oh, God damn it. Yeah, so, well, yeah. That's that.
And also, you'll be able to, like, play certain games on the console. Like, you can split the controllers in half and do two players on one device, which is cool. But we're going to see how well that feature is supported.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to try to get Mario Party, not right when it drops, but maybe around when it drops, and I'll play with some friends and see what's up. So wait, are we missing anything? Is that everything specs-wise we want to say about it?
Yeah, no, that's pretty much it.
Oh, how did the Mario game look? I haven't seen the trailer.
Well, we'll get to software.
Okay, okay. I just wanted to mention that I finally... It was really, really, really hard to get a pre-order, and it took me forever on Friday to finally get one through the GameStop website. Like, I called my local GameStop at noon or 1, and I was like, hey, do you guys have pre-orders for the Switch available? He's like, we have like 10 left. And I was like, can I get one? He's like, nope, you have to come in person. And I was like, fuck, you think you'll have one by like 7 o'clock when I get there after work? And he's like, probably not. So go online. And I went online, and it took me like hours of refreshing for it to say that it was back in stock. And I snagged myself a pre-order on the website.
I have totally failed. I did that refreshing. I called as recently as like an hour and a half before we started recording. I called all of the Targets in the Manhattan, Bronx, Brooklyn area, all of the Best Buys. I'm laughing now, but it wasn't great.
Inside a little.
So I've just, I don't know how I'm going to get this, basically. And I tried all the GameStops first, too, of course. So I'll just live vicariously through you for now, I suppose. And wait for Nintendo to bring supply back up. And what's funny is, like, we fucking talked about this with the Nintendo Classic. I bet they have plenty of those now when nobody, like, wants to get it because everybody's trying to get the Switch. So.
Have you snagged one of those?
No, I actually don't want to get one of those. I'm just saying, like...
Oh, I thought you were all about it, dude. I thought you were going to get one.
The Nintendo Classic?
Yeah.
Oh, no, not actually. I was just saying, like, I think it's really cool. Did I say I was going to get it before?
I don't remember. You might have. I thought you had, though.
Maybe as a gift. Definitely as a gift. Well, but now I don't want to give any gifts. So, you know, like, gift-giving season's over. I'm back to being selfish.
Yeah, fuck gifts. Everything's for me. But, no, so
that's right.
So,
man.
Hopefully you can snag yourself.
I hope so. I'm gonna be, you know, me and like fucking probably a million other people here, but like, I'm gonna try my best. So keep everybody updated on that. I do want to mention one more thing, hardware wise. These Joy-Cons. Damn it, Joy-Con.
I'm calling it Joy-Cons. Fuck them.
You're right. Fuck them. these controllers come with kind of like a sleeve and like strap. Oh, yeah. Strap like you would have on the... Exactly like you would have on the Wiimote. And what I like about like these rubber sleeves is that like a good phone case, like they raise the buttons kind of, you know, like they raise like the tactile pressing sensation on the side, you know what I mean? Like for your like volume rockers or whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't know, like I just like liked I just overall like really good product design, just from what I can tell, because of course, not feeling as great about software, which is something we could talk about if you want.
Well, so the UI looks weird. From the little that we've seen, there's like literally 5 seconds available on the videos online.
Yeah.
Of the UI, like the built-in UI, so we really don't know what that's going to look like. From what I understand, you can play with friends via. You have to not use the device itself, but you have to use a smartphone app or something, which is...
I don't know if they've told us enough yet.
They were vague as fuck about that, but they made it sound as if, and give me your impressions after I give mine, I guess. But what I understood was that it was like, if you want to play, like say I'm playing Smash on mine, if I want to play Smash with you... I have to like go on my phone and invite you to the game, and then you'll show up on my tablet or my Switch.
Well, if that is the case, that is abject insanity. It's the stupidest shit I've ever heard of.
That's what I thought, and I was like, "Wait, what?" Like, I was,
You know what I think I did? Like, I heard them talking about the smartphone app, and I just started, like, not paying attention. I was, like, writing something else down. Because I didn't think they would, like, utilize it in any important way. But from what you're telling me, maybe that is the case. So...
if that's the case, fuck that. Like, that's dumb.
I have a hope that... I'm stammering. I'm lost for words right now. I have a hope that they are not doing that. Or even if they are doing that, that it's just like an alternative method for a real service they'll have like built in within the device, which no one knows how they're actually going to do it. And that like I said before, like they were very vague, especially about the online stuff. They only ever called it an online service. And you know they love to give dumb names to everything. So the fact that they didn't do that, the fact they didn't call it like Switch On... or whatever.
God.
Switch on or like means that they don't have it ready yet.
So how'd the Mario game look? What'd you think? I didn't see it.
Yeah, so it's not gonna be ready until quote unquote holiday 2017, which that is disappointing. And it's kind of a reoccurring theme of this launch lineup. As we delve more into this, but Mario game looked really good. I mean, you and I were talking off the podcast. Like to me, it reminded me of Mario Galaxy, which you don't feel as positively about, but I thought was the best Mario game in the past few years.
I mean, those games are pretty good, but I'm a Sunshine guy. I like Super Mario Sunshine so much.
You're a sunny guy.
Yes, I'm so full of sunshine and happiness all the time.
He's walking on sunshine.
I'm not. If you know me, I am the most cynical human being. Anyway.
It's interesting you have that as your favorite. That was kind of a departure for the series. Like, you like cleaning up goop? You like cleaning up goop, man?
It was so fun. It was really, it was just like really out of the box and creative. I really enjoyed that one. I mean, I also like... aside from that one, Super Mario 64 is, like, fucking incredible, but...
Sure, sure. So this one, we know what to expect.
They said a name? What was the name?
Sorry. It's a Super Mario Odyssey.
Oh.
So look forward to Super Mario Iliad in 2 years. you know, Super Mario Odyssey.
Homer Simpson's gonna make an appearance.
Yeah, I'm sure. God, that was such a lame joke by you. Solid Greek mythology joke, Dan.
Ooh, you know me. You know me. So it's like cityscape setting? I'm confused by it.
Yeah, it looks like it's got like a main hub world that is like very clearly a simulacrum of... New York City. It's called New Donk City, based on Donkey Kong, allegedly. The internet's having some fun with that at the moment.
Yeah.
Because that's an outrageous name.
New Donk City.
No, Donk. D-O-N-K.
I know, but it sounds so much like Dong, you can't.
Oh, well, yeah. But also sounds like Badonkadonk City.
You go. That New Donk.
That's right. So yeah. It's got like Mario interacting with like humans, like real looking humans, kind of.
Yeah, which is really weird.
It's a weird aesthetic, definitely. So I don't know. We'll see how it is. I mean, it's gonna be great level design. It's gonna be a Mario game. So it's gonna it's be gonna good.
Be... Damn, Eric with the breaking news. Mario Odyssey. It's gonna be a Mario game.
Come here first. Subscribe, like, comment.
You heard it here first. yeah, but I mean,
this is not a
interesting, I guess.
Yeah, this is not a this is not a system seller to me, but for a lot of people, it is.
You know what is the Zelda game? I think.
Breath of
the Wild, like way more than Mario.
Oh yeah, that's why it's like the only compelling launch game. Like they had to make sure they had something.
Oh, hell yeah. I pre-ordered just because of that game. So I pre-ordered the console through the website, and that's shipping to my home same day. But then I was able to snag a pickup of Breath of the Wild for the Switch. And yeah, I mean, I'm pumped to just start playing it like right out of the box like that day.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, maybe we'll be doing a podcast that day and I can like play on air. That'll be hilarious.
Just live stream play or something like that. Set up a Twitch channel.
I'm also pumped for the rumored Pokemon Stars game that's going to be on the Switch. That'll be an interesting departure from traditional exclusively handheld Pokemon, right?
I don't know. I haven't even seen it been announced yet. But are there, besides what you've just mentioned, the Zelda game, the Pokemon game, have you like looked ahead to anything that you're excited for to play on here?
Not really. It's really just the Zelda game, maybe the Mario game, and absolutely the Pokemon game. Zelda, Pokemon, Mario is all I really know about.
Yeah. What they announced, it feels a little thin, honestly. We had been talking about like how this is the first occasion ever in the entire history of the company that the mobile and console development teams are joining hands for one console. And seeing at this software output for the next calendar year within a launch where a console like needs the most support to get off the ground, you know, like if something is like deemed as having no software within like the first 6 months to a year of its life, that's like really hard to come back from, right?
Mm.
You know, like that's a reputation that sticks with you. So we don't know if there's going to be more announced at E3, at an upcoming gaming conference, at maybe an event of Nintendo's own making, but right now, like, there's not a lot. So I kind of want to go through everything like really quickly.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for the image, actually. I can't find it.
Okay, so on launch day, there's a Super Bomberman game. Okay, like, we know what Bomberman is. Cool. there's Zelda game. Awesome. There's Just Dance 2017.
Oh, shit.
So get down for that.
There's a Xenoblade game?
That next year.
Oh, 2018?
Oh, wait, 2017. Okay, so they just say 2017. Sometime 2017. Unspecified. Sometime this year. Also on launch day, there's 1-2 Switch, which is like their version of what they want it to be, Wii Sports, except I don't think it's launching with the console, and I don't know. Like, they want it to be like a party game type of thing, like where like you compete against someone else like on the same console.
It's really not compelling. Skyrim, though, at least we get Skyrim. I would love just having Skyrim mobile. Like, that just seems pretty fun. If you know what I'm waiting for, and this is going to happen, is someone is going to hack the cartridge that it comes in, because you can't hack a disc, but you can't hack a cartridge. And someone is going to make... So I'm a PC gamer, and Skyrim I've played like hella modded, super modded, with all kinds of crazy mods like hypothermia and all this stuff. And I'm waiting for people to do that on like the secondhand market so I can buy some modded Skyrim to play on the go. That would be dope.
I can see that happening quickly. But wait, before we talk about Skyrim, I want to make my 1-2 Switch joke. Are you ready?
Okay, go for it.
Nintendo 1-2 Switch, you'll play it one or two times. Because, like, this thing, like, they had, like, a very cute, like, ad for it. Like, you know, like, launch trailer for it. It looks like a series of, like, mini games with, like, motion control.
Uh-huh.
But it just, like, does not look as fun as Wii Sports. Like,
no, hell no.
Like, you have to keep in mind that, like, when the Wii launched with Wii Sports, like, right out of the box... You could, like that sustained the system. Like, you could have fun with just Wii Sports, like, for...
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, like, for quite a while. And, like, mm-hmm. for certain games, like bowling or golfing, like, you could have four people playing the screen with, like, one controller. It was, like, always, like, an underrated, like, brilliant invention of the game. You know, like, you could, like, pass it to each person. So, like, you could get, like, a lot of playing value out of something that comes just out of the box. For the Switch, we don't know what's coming with it. You know, and if it's this 1-2 Switch game, which is, I feel like, what Nintendo's kind of angling about it, because it was the first game at this launch event that I mentioned before, at this streaming launch event that they right. announced first. So the implication being that it's what the system comes with. I don't think it draws the same water, and I just don't think it will have the same.
No, absolutely not. I mean, it's not going to have like the same robust like amount of. I don't know. Just it hasn't impressed me yet. It might. It might be otherwise once the game comes out. I don't know. I'd have to see it to know. Yep. So I'm reserving judgment on that one. They do have Mario Party 8 that's just redone for the Switch, which, you know, it's basically the same game as what was on the Wii U. But, you know, whatever. At least they have that game.
You mean Mario Kart.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Mario Kart, not Party. Thank you for that correction. So they have Mario Kart 8. And then I don't know what the hell this punching game is. What the hell is this?
That punching game, it's called Arms. It actually looks pretty cool.
Arms?
I think it's a great name. it's like kind of like a, it's like Wii boxing, except like more involved and like more over the top. It looked interesting.
Wait, so this is a like a Wii game that's not included in that 1-2 thing?
No, this is its own thing.
Why isn't that included in the 1-2? What?
Yeah, actually, honestly, I thought it was too, because it was the game that was announced second at the Switch event. So I thought it was like, I thought it was something that was either like coming on the system or launching like on March 3rd.
But that's dumb.
But it's not coming for a few months afterwards. So like, yeah, like I feel like you and me just keep coming back to like, this is either like a port, a last generation port, or it's like something that's not coming for a while.
Well, talking about last generation port, they have Minecraft coming, and like the story mode as well. Splatoon, which people love, they have Splatoon 2, sorry, coming. I feel like the really small competitive scene for Splatoon will probably love the Switch.
That's how it was before Splatoon, and it looks exactly the same.
Oh, there's a Rayman game.
Yeah, yeah, there is. That's all I got to say about that. But
I'm kind of over Rayman. I got over Rayman when I turned 13.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I don't know. NBA 2K18, FIFA, you know, like ports. Dragon Quest. Yeah.
But that was also an old one. Yeah, what the fuck?
Skyrim's not coming until fall 2017.
Oh, fuck that.
Right? I mean, like, this game's been out, like, 5 years. Like, why can't it come out day of?
Xenoblade should be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but why wouldn't Skyrim come out immediately? That's really stupid.
I don't know.
If you like the show, please leave a review on iTunes. It goes a long way to helping us reach a larger audience. For more from Tequila, feel free to follow us on Twitter. We are at TechKilaCast. You can like us at Facebook at facebook.com/TechKilaCast. And you can support the show, please, at patreon.com/TequilaCast. And thanks to all our patrons for funding. Yay!
Yay!
Yep, this has been another Tequila.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Boop, boop, boop. Tide. Nah, fuck Alabama.
apparently, I didn't watch it, but apparently it was an exciting game.
It sounded exciting. I don't really care for football, but college football is more exciting than NFL to me.
Although there was just a great NFL game just now, the Packers and Cowboys. It was a good game. It's exciting.
I hope the Cowboys lose. Fuck them.
They did lose.
Good.
They did. So. Good.
I hope they don't win the Super Bowl. Yeah, fuck that. Mm-hmm.